USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The most violent protest in the country continued throughout the night in Portland, Oregon, as fireworks were shot into the federal courthouse, causing fires. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered in Portland streets hours after a U.S. judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions. Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf also stated that the troops are not there by executive order.
Individuals that are in Portland are acting under FPS authority, Department of Homeland Security authority. Doesn't have anything to do with an executive order. This is existing authority that has been on the books for decades. That is the authority they're using to go in and to protect a federal facility. FPS protects almost 9,000 facilities around the country. There's no other facility that has this type of violent activity night after night after night.
Federal Protective Service officers declared the gathering as an unlawful assembly and cited that at least 18 officers had been injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you a friend of America? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Tropical storm Hanna has been officially upgraded to a hurricane, moving toward the Texas coast and threatening to bring 8 to 18 inches of rain, storm surges, and possible tornadoes, all while another tropical storm approaches the Caribbean. Hanna is the first official hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, and the National Hurricane Center said in their morning update, maximum sustained winds had increased to over 85 miles an hour. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Gonzalo is still on track to move across the southern Windward Islands. ICE officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will be barred from entering the country. The announcement came as the U.S. topped 4 million coronavirus cases, and colleges and universities are rolling out plans to shift to online learning for the fall semester. The department also mandated that designated school officials are not to provide new international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal student status. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009. Another classic rock superstar has passed on. Fleetwood Mac co-founder Peter Green has died at the age of 73. According to a family statement, the English singer-guitarist passed away peacefully in his sleep. The blues rock guitarist, born in Bethnal Green, London, formed Fleetwood Mac with drummer Mick Fleetwood in 1967. He stepped out of the band in 1971, but Mick Fleetwood said in an interview with the Associated Press in 2017 that Peter Green deserves the lion's share of all the credit for the band's success. He made a rare appearance last with the group in 1998 when Fleetwood Mac was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Green was so fundamental to the band in the early days, they were called Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac.
I can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.